dearie me, it's that time of year where we start to think about New Year's resolutions and all those sort of things. Now, what is the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Mark Carter's going to join us this afternoon and tell us how we can get ourselves a better outcome in 2019. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Brent.
How are you?
I'm very well, sir. Getting ready for the break. I'm looking forward to it.
Mate, it's that time of year where we sit down and think about 2019, and most people set themselves goals or make New Year's resolutions, and I think by 20 past 12 on New Year's Eve, they've probably broken them already. I'm not going to drink alcohol. I'm going to watch what I eat and all those sort of things. I suppose it's just human behaviour, isn't it? But you're going to help us through some talking points in reference to how we can set ourselves goals. Well, do we set ourselves too many goals, as in, i.e. resolutions? Where do we go? Christmas and New Year represent the end of a year and the beginning of or something new, so it's natural that we start to review what we've done and where we're going, eh?
It's a natural milestone, right? We've got cultures built on traditions. This was our single biggest one for renewal. And it goes back to Babylonian times, it goes back to Roman times and medieval period. So it's a natural milestone, a natural date to kind of sit back. And it actually ties into this festival, an ancient Roman festival as well. So it's built some from history.
Yeah, you've got here that we can set resolutions, stroke goals, anytime we like. It doesn't have to be, you know, for the start of the new year. But that seems to be when people are conditioned to do it. I've got to, you know, break the old
Correct.
Habits and start with the new ones.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's that natural milestone, and that's part of when you were saying how they fall by the wayside at 20 past midnight. It's because they're buying into the time of doing it versus is it really a goal they want to do? And that's why there's maybe better times. You can set a new goal any different day and get a better result. It's if you're committed to what you're looking to refresh or renew in. That's part of the issue.
What to you does New Year represent?
To me, it does represent a part of that as a renewal, for sure. It's a new year. It's kind of a chance to refresh. I definitely see it as such. It's a chance to reflect, so it's a good chance to self-reflect and maybe consider which parts of our life do we want to set goals in. I think, you know, if somebody's looking to set goals, maybe start putting your life into core pillars. So for me, I'd look at things like family, health, career, finances, friends, community, or my personal growth. And then start to look at which ones are out of balance and which ones are out of whack. Where do I want to improve, but it can't be at the expense of something else that's equally important.
You've got a quote here from the Dalai Lama. Now, the Dalai Lama, you say, I'll let you say the quote, the Dalai
Lama.
Yeah,
when he asks about humanity, right, he finds that man, they're quite odd because they'll sacrifice their health in order to make money. And then you sacrifice money to recuperate back your health. And that's kind of what's going on here. Often people will set goals at New Year's resolution to really excel in one thing they're craving for, but maybe another part of their life falls over in response. I'm sure you might be able to resonate with this, as you may know people that are very successful professionally, their personal life is not all gold and it's not all that it seems. And conversely, the opposite is true. You could have people that have got very good personal life or health, and yet they're out of balance with their finances or career. And so when setting our goals, I think that's a good starting point, is think about the different core pillars, find your own core pillars, and find some way to balance them and set goals where one isn't sacrificed at the expense of another.
Are we ever too old to set goals?
No, I don't think so. What do you think, though? I don't think we're ever too old to set goals. What do you think?
Probably not. There you go. I'll sit on the fence.
I think we can set goals. We may not be able to achieve some of the things we might have done in an earlier life or stage of life, but there's always something we can aspire to. Right? There's always something else we can... Life's a journey, and it doesn't stop until we stop, right? So I think there's always a chance to set goals and go for something new in your life, for sure.
Some of the most important things that you think about when you're setting your goals?
Yeah, so for sure, choose something that we're definitely passionate about and interested in. That there's a why. Know your why. And, you know, we talked about that before. If you start doing something and then you stop a week later, we hadn't actually decided we wanted it in the first place. The Latin definition of the word decide is to cut off every other option, meaning I'm going to do this. And so it's making sure that you're setting goals that you're really passionate about. That's like a first one, I think, not just for a reactive one. And make sure that we're setting goals, and we're giving ourselves a reward on top of that as well to help stay motivated towards achieving it might be another one.
How many goals would you set for yourself each year?
Yeah, not too many. I think you flagged that as well to start. I would say if we've got too many going on, there's almost too much noise. I think focus on those significant ones. What's the main ones? What's the main areas of life? What's really important to us that we want to get ahead in? And focus on those first. And because you generally find other ones get taken care of as a result, if we focus on the important ones.
You would probably agree with this. Someone once said to me, make yourself only 3 goals a year, but make them so big that you feel you can't achieve them. Then write them down. Put them on your fridge. Put them on your shaving cabinet inside. Put them everywhere so that you read them several times a day. And then do what most people don't do. Work your ass off.
Yes. I like that. Big, hairy, audacious goals that scare you a little, but you believe in, you're passionate in, and go for those, absolutely. And then stay towards it. You know, I mean, we mentioned before, this whole tradition goes back to Sol Invictus, Roman time, the unconquered sun, which actually was December 25th. I mean, nothing to do with Christmas, but falls on the same day. And the emperor that put that festival in place, he built these walls to defend his city. And I would say to do with those hairy, audacious goals, go after them and defend your right to achieve them. Don't let naysayers vandalize or sabotage your path. Like, do the work, be consistent and persistent with the work, which is what you said there as well, Brent. I completely agree with that.
It's okay as well along the journey to have small little achievements and to remind yourself that you've got the big goal at the end, but you've got small achievements, and what do? You maybe give yourself some rewards at that point, Mark?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You've got the end in mind and having mini wins along the way, those milestones of wins along the way. And the other thing as well we find with goals is not to get too attached to one path to achieve it, because what can often happen as a new path or a different path opens up. You know, if I was going from Sydney to Melbourne, for example, there's many different ways I can get there. I don't just have to fly with Qantas. I can go many different ways. So it's being open to all the different possibilities and not getting fixated on one, because you never know the paths that are going to open up to allow you to achieve that big hairy goal you're going for.
What about telling other people that are close to you about what your goals are? Because a lot of people, I imagine, want to try and keep them to themselves in case they don't achieve the goal. But maybe it's a motivation to tell other people that are close to you that mean something in your life so that they can give you support if you do step off the pathway.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love it as well, because it's kind of two sides to this. I think I love the idea of the best way to tell the world what you're doing is show them, right? So when it's done and you make that announcement, I know I definitely live by that with some of the big things I do. That said, absolutely, it's good to have that safety net of people around you. And in fact, you want to make sure part of goal setting is who is supporting you on that journey. There's so many people who are going to tell you why it's not possible because they have their own limiting beliefs around it. Surround yourself with the right people that encourage, nurture, and support you towards that goal. Completely agree.
For many, it's sad but true. We are what we are. We become or we are the people that we socialize with, that we hang around with, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know, if we look at who we spend most time with, that has to have an influence and an impact. And so when it comes to our goal setting, these resolutions, whatever they are, really being more mindful to choose who we're surrounding ourselves with that can help us on that journey, who's going to support it, not hinder it. That's a great question, I guess, to ask when you're sharing what it is you're looking to do.
Easy to say, hard to do. If you fall short, don't berate yourself, and see every day as a new opportunity. I mean, if you fall short, it's hard not to have a crack at yourself, really.
Well, yeah, the thing I'd say to that is, I think when you said before, people set too many goals, and that's part of the issue, is that we want to do it, and then we beat ourselves up for not doing all of them at the same time. And so I say, give yourself a break. Just minimize the goals you're setting. Go after the ones you're looking for and do the other ones when it's the right time rather than beat yourself up over it. And there's people I coach when they're moving in the right direction of the goal, even if they don't hit the exact goal on the day they wanted. You know, you said write it down, say it aloud, repeat it. Even if you don't quite hit it, are you heading in the direction? Because any progression towards it is still a better direction than where you were.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you, Mark. Are we catching up with you for the Friday show?
I'm actually on flight tomorrow, so I'm going over to Europe tomorrow. I'm going to be in midair when you're having that call. So I wish I was. That would be a nice way to wrap up the year. But I wish you well and have fun on that conversation on Friday.
We will, mate. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this year. We will talk again next year. So you're OS, are you?
I'm going to Europe. I'm flying into France and then going for France, UK, Andorra, and maybe Italy. Try to catch some friends and family. It's a quiet time for me for client facing, so it's a good chance to get away and just embrace the white Christmas, hopefully.
I know a friend of mine was hoping to go to Paris only the last couple of weeks. They were overseas for the last couple of weeks, and they were happy to go to Paris. And they weren't able to get there because they closed Paris down, of course, for all these protests.
Yes. I'm with local talent. My best friend's a fine dining chef. I'm flying over with him. And I think we're good. And he's actually got us booked into Joe Robuchon's restaurant for my Christmas tree, who was the chef of the century. So we're going there for degustation. Apparently, it's all good. We're not relying on transport. He's driving us there, and he knows the chef. So I think we're all set. We're only in Paris for the one day for that. So I think we're good, and then we can escape it.
You're going to have a great time. So enjoy your white Christmas.
Thank you so much, Brent. And thanks so much for all the time. This year's been great. Really having fun. Looking forward to speaking to you again in the new year.
What's one goal that you're willing to tell us that you've set for yourself next year?
Yeah, I've already said it. I spent this year building a learning management system, a custom-built learning management system. I've got a big, hairy, audacious goal to get that in the hands of 1,000 charities to use next year. That's my starting hairy resolution that I don't mind sharing with you. It's a purpose and adds value, so I'll happily share that one with you.
Okay. All right, mate. Best of luck. We'll talk about it as you go through that journey. Thanks for your time, Mark.
Thanks
Christmas
so much,
to you and your friends. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.